Today in Tampa, the Independent Review Commission on Jails held their 10th meeting at the County Center building downtown. The commission was established earlier in the year to investigate allegations of abuse in the Hillsborough County jail system after the release of a video showing a quadriplegic man being dumped from a wheelchair at the Orient Road Jail. Mike Finnegar is the chairman of the Greater Tampa Chapter of the ACLU. He stood before the panel today and discussed his concerns with the sudden escalation of violence by the guards.
The problem with the tapes that I reviewed, however, is that they appeared to be an extremely rapid, unprovoked escalation of violence by guards against inmates, sort of a 0 to 60 and nothing flat kind of an approach to the problem. The tapes, unfortunately, had no sound and provided no context, except for the fact that there did not at least appear on the tape any reason why the inmates at that point in time were subject to physical abuse.
Finnegar also mentioned the fact that there are several less publicized tapes showing even more abuses in Hillsborough jails.
But I was asked to review these incidents and comment on them, and all of them involved incidents of violence against inmates in the Hillsborough County Jail. Two of those are ones that had received fairly widespread publicity locally, one involving the infamous wheelchair incident and the other involving a young woman sitting in a chair who was suddenly jerked out, pulled onto the floor, that received a lot of local coverage. Five of them, however, did not, and it's my understanding that the members of the commission have not seen all of those tapes, and it's also my understanding that there may be other tapes that have not leaked to the news media at this point in time.
Finnegar goes on to talk about an incident caught on tape where it appears that guards attempt to obscure the camera view before attacking an inmate.
On one tape, it was very interesting that the deputies appeared to, it was a camera looking into what appeared to be a holding cell with a glass cover, and immediately before an incident, two pieces of paper were posted and taped to the glass in front of the camera range, and almost immediately after that, there was an escalation of violence incident that appeared to occur. It was almost like there was some intent by the people who posted the paper to interfere with the view of the camera that they knew would be looking at that particular incident.
Judge Steve Leifman is the special advisor to the Florida Supreme Court on criminal justice and mental health. He spoke to the panel about how mentally ill inmates are recycled through the criminal justice system.
It's something like 70% of people who get out of jail with mental illnesses will reoffend within the first 25 days if you don't have adequate services for them when they come out. But our systems don't work together. If you qualify for federal benefits, it usually takes 6 to 9 months to get a check. And the federal government, in their infinite wisdom, sends a bulk check, a retroactive check, to people with mental illness and often a crack addiction. Well, what do you think happens to the check if they can find them? It's gone in minutes. It's snorted. And so the communities have to get smarter on how we deal with this problem.
Brian Winfield is the communications director for Equality Florida, a statewide LGBT advocacy organization. He talked about some of the issues that face gay or transgender inmates.
In the booking process, there have been numerous reports where items of a personal nature were held up, displayed, and highlighted for the entire community, including the holding cell and things like that, that would have clearly inferred that person being booked into the jail was gay.
The final report from the commission is due September 1st. You can find links to the commission's website at wmnf.org/news. In Tampa, for WMNF, I'm Jamie Kidder.